couple scored 40 on Strictly last night. Are any of you Strictly Come Dancing watchers? Oh, we have some slightly apologetic hands. Please don't be apologetic. I would call it a guilty pleasure, but I don't feel guilty about it at all. I will shout it from the rooftops. I enjoy Strictly Come Dancing an awful lot. I cannot dance. I have two left feet, but I really enjoy watching it. Why, you are asking yourselves, is Caroline mentioning Strictly Come Dancing on All Saints Day? What is the connection there? Is it just because somebody scored 40 and that's pretty amazing in week 5? I mean, maybe, but not actually. Why do I love Strictly, and why is that useful to us on a day when we are thinking about All Saints? Let's think about saints. Let's start with that. Saints, what does that word mean to you? When I say saints, do you have an image that comes to your head? I can see some of you looking around at the windows, and that is indeed an interesting and useful place to start. To my left, to your right, of course, we have here the 12 apostles. They stand there with halos around their heads, holding often the instruments of their martyrdom, the ways in which they were killed for their faith. To my right, to your left, are the 12 prophets, the prophets of the Old Testament. And of course, behind you, in the great west window, we see the vision of Christ triumphant, ruling over heaven and earth. And over that top window, we see gathered around him all of the heavenly host, saints and martyrs, and those who have given their lives to follow Jesus. Sometimes that's the image that we have, isn't it? A saint is somebody who is stood on a pedestal or in a stained glass window. They have a golden halo around their head. They look amazing. That's what springs to mind. But when the word was first used, when we find that word in the New Testament, in that letter from Paul to the Ephesians, when he talks about the prayers of all the saints, is he talking about people on pedestals with big golden halos around their heads? No, he is not. He is talking about everyone who follows Jesus. Everybody who is part of that community of faith are saints. The word that he uses is hagioi, and that literally means those who are called, those who are called to be the people who follow Jesus. Literally everybody. Not at all the very, very special ones. You are the saints, Paul is saying to these people. And those words echo through time to us too. Because of course, we too are disciples, I pray. Some of us may not be. Some of us may be on that journey. Those of us who confess that faith though, we follow Jesus. We too are saints. And we can be a saint when we are very small. If we are seeking to follow Jesus, we can be a saint when we are 90 years old or more. We can be a saint whenever and wherever we are, because we are the people who follow Jesus. Why does that connect with Strictly Come Dancing? Well, because it's about starting ordinarily. The thing that I love most about Strictly is that these people come together to learn to dance. And some of them know a little bit already, sure, but most of them don't. Most of them haven't gone on a dance floor at all, unless it's to dance to, you know, ABBA on a Saturday night. They haven't experienced it. And we see these people learning from the ground up, learning these skills. And as they learn and as they get better, they get more confident. They get to experience the joy in it. It's no longer about the nerves. It's about the joy in the experience. And we too are on a journey. When we look to follow Jesus, we are on that journey all the time. We start from a point of beginningness. We don't know very much. We stumble. We feel nervous about being in strange places, potentially doing strange things. Is this your first time in church? Have you experienced this before? If you haven't, it can be a little bit weird. It can feel a little bit strange. But that's okay. Because as we learn, as we grow, as we begin to hear those words that will lift us and challenge us and encourage us, we get better at it. We get more confident in it. We get to experience the joy and the peace that comes with following Jesus in the way that he leads us. And it is true that the way in which he leads us is not easy. The things that he asks of us aren't at all easy to contemplate. That list of things, I nearly had a moment. I got a little emotional reading that list at the end of our reading from Luke's gospel. These things that you have to do: love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, pray for those who abuse you, give away what you have. If somebody strikes you on the cheek, turn the other one. Is that an easy thing to be asked to do? No, not even slightly. But that is what we are asked to do if we seek to follow Jesus, to live our lives for other people, to live our lives as people who are generous, who are kind in our strength, people who are willing to look and see other people. And that can be hard and that can be challenging. But Jesus says, if you understand it, if you take those steps, if you begin that journey, well, then you will find that you are indeed blessed. Not in the future, not in some distant present time, but here and now, because this is where you should be. And this is how you should be. And we see the world changing in response to it. There is much darkness in the world, especially at the moment. We hear about things on the news that challenge us, that scare us. And those things are true and they exist. But we are called to be people of light, who stand in the middle of that and say, that isn't how we have to be. We are able to be generous and kind and giving. We are able to do those things because we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We have that strength. We have that light. And as we take those steps, may we do so with more and more confidence and more delight. This journey is a long one and it's a hard one, but the reward is greater than we could ever imagine. Won't you walk it with me? Amen.